Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Of course, you are welcome to participate with this show no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening. You can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We've been doing this show for many years, and we've had some amazing guests, some amazing conversations, some amazing seminars, all available, over 1,000 hours, available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. The only thing we ask is that you share. You share information. One of the most beautiful things we can do in this world is to participate not only in our own journey, but in the journey of someone else. We're always talking about the power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Participate out there. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sharing our archives at empoweredlivingradio.com. Today we're talking about play hard, be nice, go home. It's simple, you know, coming up with show ideas. And I guess I had a little bit of Marianne Rademacher on my mind. And, of course, Marianne's great Live with Intention. It's a very simple, not only philosophy, but an empowering strategy for life. And I thought to myself, what are the three things we can do in this? Play hard, be nice, go home. And I want to cover those components in this next little while that we have. And I want to thank all of you who are tuning in. You know, we're being listened to online through Blog Talk. We're listened to in our archives at empoweredlivingradio.com. We're listened to on numerous stations throughout the U.S. that play this show both simultaneously and recordings of this show. Thank you so much for spreading the word. What does it mean to play hard? Oh, as I'm learning as I get older, what does it mean to play hard? First of all, I choose the word play because life, you could play it like it's a game. You could be a play as if you're acting. It could be anything, but the point is to participate. Play is a verb. Life, the well-lived life I'm finding is a verb. Look at those people that we consider successful. Look at those people who seem happiest. Look at the people who have achieved some level of success, whether you consider it monetary success, a character success, family success, business success, whatever it is you can consider success. Look at those people, and you'll see that they live their life as a verb. Play hard. Why do I choose this? I choose it because I've learned over these years that I've never regretted putting too much effort into something. I've never regretted being 100% into something. I've never regretted it. Any regret that I've ever had has come to not trying hard enough, not doing it enough, not putting my all into it, doing it half-assed, whatever it is, that's been my regret. I've never once said, oh, I shouldn't have put 100% into this. You got to play hard. You got to make it count. You got to go out there. Every single day is brand new. every single day is a new opportunity for you to shape your day, for you to shape your life, for you to write your story. We're all in the process of writing our own story, contributing to this great library of life, this great library of history, this great library of humanity. We're all writing our own story. The sad truth is many of us are having someone else write our story, or diluting our story with their scribble upon our pages of life. Maybe they're convincing us we're less than we are. Maybe they're convincing us that we're not the author of our story. Maybe they're convincing us that someone else is the author of our story. Maybe they're convincing you that you don't have the power to write your story. You don't have the power to change your story. Who knows how others influence and dilute our power, but I'm here to tell you that you are the author of your story. You are the playwright. You are the playwright, and you are the characters in the play. You have the opportunity to look at your life and go out there and play hard. You have the opportunity to put 100% into being you. It sounds silly, but when was the last time you were 100% into being you, unapologetically you, proudly you? It doesn't mean that you're perfect. We're not perfect. I'm going to save you the suspense. None of us are perfect. We are all perfectly imperfect for what's required for our journey. It's like looking at a key. Looking at historic photos. I love history, as you know, and I was looking at historic photos and I'm showing historic keys. And I live in on Long Island. It's old. It's settled old. Not the kind of old that's in Europe, thousands of years old, but old for the United States, definitely old. We have some places that settled here in the 15 and the 1600s. And you look at some of the doors and some of the keys that would open those doors. And some of those keys were scary looking. And as I looked at these pictures, I couldn't help but think of that's a perfect example of what I mean when I say perfectly imperfect. Now, my initial response upon looking at that key was, look how ugly and scary that thing is. Now, ugly and scary is a judgment, and that judgment is usually based on a comparison. Maybe it's a comparison to the new keys, or maybe some people don't even have keys, and you could just press buttons to open something. But back then, that was the key. And regardless of my opinion of that key, regardless of my judgment of that key, that key was perfectly imperfect, so much so that all those ridges and all those cuts were exactly there for that key's purpose. Because it was only those ridges, those cuts, and those bends that would fit into the lock that could open the door it was intended to open. And when I talk about you, when I talk about us, I want you to think that same way. Maybe you don't look the same. That key didn't look the same as other keys. And that's okay, because other keys weren't meant to open that door, and that key wasn't meant to open other doors. That key was perfect for its designed purpose, just like you, just like me. When was the last time you woke up and accepted yourself for being perfect and perfect, perfectly imperfect? When was the last time you woke up and said, you know what, I've got my bumps and bruises, I've got my cuts and curves, I've got these, and I may look different from someone else. I may look different even from what the TV tells me I should look like. My life may look different than what the TV tells me my life looks like, but I am perfectly imperfect. And I'm exactly where I need to be and exactly what I need to look like to open the door in front of me. When was the last time you woke up with that kind of confidence? That kind of commitment to the truth? And I say it's a commitment to the truth because that is what's true. That is what's true. You are perfectly imperfect. That's why you, for years, have been buying these books that have been trying to fix you. And you've bought all these books. You've gone all to all those seminars. You've participated in this prayer meditation, that prayer meditation. You've gone here. And although it's made you feel good, somehow it hasn't, quote unquote, fixed you. That's why you keep going. That's why you keep buying the books. When was the last time you realized that you were perfectly imperfect, that you accepted yourself, Because when that happened, you realized, I don't need to be fixed. I'm not broken. I am the way I am. Because it is the way I am right now that is necessary for me to open the door to go through the path in front of me. So when I talk about playing hard, it means no longer diluting yourself. No longer diluting yourself by allowing others, and more devastatingly so, allowing yourself to sell you short, to convince you that you are anything less than spectacular, to convince you that you are anything less than the absolute author of your story. When you play hard, it means you commit yourself to something. And when I say that, I don't mean that you commit yourself by saying you're going to do it. I mean you commit yourself by doing it. By letting your actions speak louder than your words. By letting your actions tell everyone around you about your level of commitment. When I say play hard, I mean love yourself enough to follow through with what your heart desires, to follow through with what you dream. You've had a dream for so many years. Imagine how great it would feel to love yourself enough to follow it, to make a plan. To not just have it in the realm of a dream, not just have it in the realm of a goal, not just have it in the realm of an intent, but to have a plan. Imagine how great, how much exponentially more likely you are to hit a goal once you're moving towards it, once you're aiming at it. Imagine what it would be like to enter the game of life as you do every single morning when you wake up. When you open your eyes, you've entered into the game of life, whether you like it or not. Imagine how powerful, inspiring it would feel to wake up, open those eyes, and play hard. Make the day count. To squeeze it for everything it's worth. Imagine how much different your life would be if you recognized that you were no longer just the dreamer, but you were the point of origin for that dream to be birthed into reality. Imagine how much different your life would be if you weren't just the lover, if you weren't just the one in love, if you weren't just the one in a marriage, if you weren't just the one in a relationship, if you weren't just the parent, if you weren't just the child, but instead, you were the point of origin for an incredible relationship. Imagine if you played hard in the game of life. Imagine if you played hard in your relationship. How would your relationship be different if you were in 100%? if you participated and listened and loved and shared and forgive and accepted others, how would your relationship be different? How would your relationship with your spouse be different if that were true? How would your relationship with your children be different if that were true? How would your relationship with your parents be different if that were true? How would your relationship to your God be different if that were true? How would your relationship to your work be different, your career? I could go on and on. Imagine if you woke up, if you opened those eyes and you played hard. Imagine. That's empowered living. When was the last time you did that? Not the last time you thought of doing that. Not the last time you thought of doing that, but the last time you did that. I can guarantee you that the last time you did that, you felt amazing. The last time you had a killer day, a productive day, you felt amazing. The last time you got out of bed and you just got things done and you made phone calls and you connected with people and you did some exercise, you worked towards your goals, you worked towards your dream, maybe you sent out some resumes, maybe you took a class, maybe you forgave somebody, had a great conversation with an old friend. My point is, the last time you participated and played hard, you felt amazing. Now, my question to you is, why would you not want to feel that every day? Why would you not want to feel that every day? People ask me all the time, how can you possibly do as much as you do? How could you possibly put that much time in? What inspires you to do all that you do? And my answer is often simple. What inspires me to do what I do is that I know it's good. I know it's right. I know it's my purpose. And the way that I know that is how I feel when I don't do what I do. Why would you not want to feel amazing every day? Why would you not want to feel like you were alive every day? Like you were changing things, like you had choices, like you made connections. Why would you not want to feel that every day? That's that feeling you have now of spiritual lethargy, of spiritual weakness or diluted sense of spirituality or humanity, that almost depressing sense of same crap, different day mentality. That isn't a result of your life. That isn't a result of the game. That is a result of you not participating in it. That's you sitting on the sidelines. That's you sitting on the sidelines watching your team lose. You're sitting on the sideline watching your team lose, knowing that you're the one that can change this game, but not do it. That's where you get that feeling from. Because every cell in your body is yelling, get your ass out there and play. And yet you're not doing it for whatever reason. You're not doing it. And that conflict within, that conflict with what every cell in your body wants you to do, every ounce of your soul wants you to do, and you not doing it, that conflict, that rift, creates that feeling we feel. that same crap, different day feeling where we don't feel like we have anything to be enthusiastic about, anything to look forward to. That's what creates that. How would your life be different? How would your life be different if you went out there and you played? Play. Play. The game's going to end one day. The game's going to end. You think you're going to be happy that you didn't play? Or are you going to be amongst those poor, poor souls? Those sad, sad, regretful people who are laying on their deathbed wishing they had played the game more. Wishing that they had played hard. Wishing they had played to win. Play hard. Get your ass out there. What are you waiting for? This game was designed for you. You were designed for this game. You are the key that unlocks the next level. Start unlocking it. Get out there. Stop looking at yourself like you're anything less than you are. Stop looking at yourself like you're anything less than powerful, than masterful, than perfectly imperfect. Stop looking at your flaws. They aren't flaws. They are what make you, you. I looked at that old key and I said, what an ugly and creepy looking key. I was wrong. I was spectacularly ignorant looking at that key, pointing out the very thing, the cuts and the curves and the turns, the things that I thought were creepy and spooky, were the very thing that made that key unique. That made that key the only thing that could unlock the door. Don't do that to yourself. It's one thing for me to do it to a key. It's another for you to do it to yourself. The very things you find perfectly imperfect about yourself are the things that make you, you. That's what all of this is. It's the things that make you, you. Go out there and play the game. Unlock the doors. Participate. Be unapologetically you. It doesn't mean that your life isn't going to change. It's always going to change. That's what life is. Life is a process of growing. It's a process of change. That's what we experience in life. Life is how we adapt. What we call life is how we adapt to change. We live on a rock, for real. We live on a rock that's flying through space. We live on a rock that's flying through space while it's spinning. Yes, things change. Adapt to that change. Participate in the change. Be part of that change. You're a part of it anyway. Look at a picture of yourself from 10 years ago and look at yourself now. You're a part of that change whether you like it or not. You might as well participate in it. You might as well play in the game. Stop looking up from the sidelines, hoping and praying for something to change. Get your ass in there and change it. Participate in the process of change, because when you participate in the process, when you participate in the process, that's when we feel best. The last time you were on a steady exercise routine, that's when you felt best. The last time you were in a relationship where both of you were participating in love, companionship, and friendship, that's when you felt best. The last time you were journaling or paying attention to your inner thoughts, that's when you felt best. Why wouldn't you want to keep feeling that way? Get out there and play. Play hard. Make it count. The only way you can go to bed at night knowing that you made it count is by playing hard. Be unapologetically you. You are perfectly imperfect. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Our website is empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. The title of today's show is Play Hard, Be Nice, Go Home. I just went over Play Hard. We're going to take a quick break. Let's talk about being nice, going home. You're listening to Empowered Living. Don't move.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
You are beautiful. Your beauty, just like your capacity for life, happiness, and success, is immeasurable. Day after day, countless people across the globe get on the scale in search of validation of beauty and social acceptance. Get off the scale. I have yet to see a scale that can tell you how enchanting your eyes are. I have yet to see a scale that can show you how wonderful your hair looks when the sun shines its glorious rays on it. I have yet to see a scale that can thank you for your compassion, sense of humor, and contagious smile. Get off the scale because I have yet to see one that can admire you for your perseverance when challenged in life. It's true. The scale can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure beauty, talent, purpose, life force, possibility, strength, or love. Don't give the scale more power than it has earned. Take note of the number, then get off the scale and live your life. You are beautiful.
Forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
Hey, 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 welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, check out our website, thebettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, and every single show we have ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. So we're talking about, today's topic is play hard, be nice, go home. First half of the show, I talked about playing hard. I want to talk about being nice. And when I put this on here, I based on the feedback, I'm not just talking about being nice to others. That's a great idea. However, first I want to bring it back. And when I'm saying be nice, I mean be nice to yourself. Be nice to yourself. We are so overcritical of ourselves. We worry about how others treat us. We very rarely pay attention to how we treat ourselves. You're worried about, you say somebody else speaks nasty to you, or you don't like the, someone's tone when they address you. Have you ever paid attention to how you speak to yourself? If anyone were to speak to you that way, there'd be a brawl, there'd be a fight. You probably wouldn't even have them be your friend if they spoke to you in the manner in which you speak to yourself. We are often overcritical and incredibly rude to ourselves. So when I'm talking about be nice, I mean be nice to yourself. If you're nice to yourself, if you've learned to accept yourself, if you've learned to identify places you'd like to enhance instead of just poking at things you don't like about yourself, but instead identifying places you'd like to enhance. If you're nicer to yourself, you can't help but be nicer to others. Being nicer to others doesn't become an effort when you are nice to yourself. You will find that most of the people who are super duper mean usually hate themselves at some capacity. And being nice to yourself is an incredibly healthy thing to do. It is healthy on a psychological level. Because of that, it is also healthy on a physical level. When you accept yourself, when you love yourself, when you forgive yourself, when you're kind to yourself, you start paying attention to the wonderful being that is you. And suddenly maybe you're not so quick to beat up on yourself. Maybe you're not so quick to hold a grudge against yourself. Maybe you're not so quick to feed yourself the nasty, poisonous food you feed yourself. Maybe you take a healthier, more loving approach to tending to your own well-being. So when I say be nice, when I say be nice, I mean forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for your own judgments. Forgive yourself for not seeing that all this time you were perfectly imperfect. For not seeing that all this time you were exactly shaped the way you needed to be shaped to unlock the door in front of you. Forgive yourself for letting others write the book, for letting others write the book that is your life, for letting others put their initials on the pages of your life, for letting others tell you where the story should go, to letting others tell you that you may not be the hero of your own story, for letting others lie to you and convince you that you are not the author of your story. Forgive yourself for all of that. That's in the past. even as you listen to this show, that is in the past. Your history is not your destiny. Don't let your history interfere with your destiny. You are the author of this book. You are the key that opens the door. You've been looking for the key. You've been looking for the key all these years, seminar after seminar, religion after religion, book after book, guru after guru, all these things to find the key to open the door to the next level of your life. All this time looking and you don't know why you couldn't find the key, and I'm here to tell you as a loving brother that of course you couldn't find the key. You are the key. You are the key. Open the damn door. You're the key. Open the damn door. Be nice to yourself. Recognize that you are the key that opens the door, and then open the door. Allow yourself to enter to the next level. And what's that next level? That next level is where you're nice enough to yourself to forgive yourself, to accept yourself, and to recognize that you are the hero of your story. Folks, if you're not the hero of your own story, you are missing out on the whole purpose of your humanity. You are the hero of your story. Be nice enough to yourself to recognize that. Be nice enough to yourself to recognize that you are more than just the dreamer. You are more than just the hoper. You are more than just the prayer. You are more than just the intender. But you, and only you are the point of origin for that dream, for that prayer, for that intent, for that hope. You are the point of origin for everything to be birthed in your life. Be nice to yourself. When was the last time you were nice to yourself? When was the last time you were forgiving to yourself? When was the last time you loved yourself enough to not criticize, to not bash, to not insult? When was the last time you were nice to yourself? Nice enough to not poison. When you say, oh, I'm nice to myself, Steve. I treat myself to ice cream every night. That's not being nice to yourself. That's poisoning yourself. When was the last time you were nice enough to yourself to make healthy choices? Be nice to yourself. You're what you've got. You're what you've got. And you'll find that as you're nice to yourself, as I was saying earlier, when you're nice to yourself, when you're conscious about how you're speaking to yourself, when you're conscious about how you're treating yourself, when you're conscious about the manner in which you're tending to your personal needs and your personal feelings, when you're kind and loving and nice to yourself, you find that you have no choice. It becomes a natural thing for you to be that same way with others. But something else neat also happens. You are also, by being nice, by being kind, by being accepting, by being loving, by being forgiving, by tending and paying attention to the manner at which you treat yourself, you are also at the same time setting the standard for how others will be inspired to treat you. Oh, I hope you heard that. I hope you heard that. I know we love to blame everybody else, but I'm going to tell you, you set the standard for how others will treat you. If others see you treating yourself like crap, they're going to treat you like crap. not because they're malicious, but because subconsciously you have set the standard. You have set the standard. What happens when you start treating yourself like, haven't you seen how other people treat themselves? You will set the standard for how you will be treated. If you come across a person and they clearly, they haven't said a word to you, but you can see by the way they carry themselves, that they treat themselves well, they're nice to themselves, they're confident and strong, and when you meet them, you will treat them accordingly. You subconsciously know to go to their level. And when you come across somebody who doesn't treat themselves well, who doesn't take good care of themselves, who doesn't seem to be very nice to themselves, you also subconsciously immediately go to or have the capability of going to their level. That's the truth. That's the truth. When was the last time you were nice to yourself, you were acknowledging and accepting and loving to yourself so much so that you inspired others around you to be the same? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought that you set the standard? You wonder why someone else is being nasty to you? I already know why. Because you're nasty to you. You wonder why someone doesn't seem extra committed to you? I already know why. I know it's unpopular. I know you love to blame other people. I used to do that too. Doesn't make it true. What makes it true is that when you don't like the people are committed to you, when you don't like the people are loyal to you, when you don't like the people are honest with you, when you don't like the people are respectful of you, I already know why. Because you're not doing that for yourself. You're not setting that standard for yourself. You're not. You are not setting the standard high enough. What if you didn't worry? What if you stopped focusing on how other people were mistreating you? What if you stopped focusing on how other people weren't being committed to you and you started focusing on how you are not committed to you? Someone else is breaking promises to you. How many promises have you broken to yourself? How many New Year's resolutions that we say New Year's resolutions fail? We never like to take responsibility, do we? Oh, my New Year's resolution failed. It didn't fail. You stopped doing it. When we say something failed, it gives the impression that that thing went wrong. There was some sort of malfunction. Your resolution didn't fail. You turned your back on your own desire to change. That's what happened. You stopped. You turned out the light on that dream. You turned your back on that intent. That is what happened. Nothing failed. You stopped. Set the standard for yourself. If you're turning back on your hopes and your dreams, if you're turning your back on what you want, if you can't be committed to yourself, if you can't love yourself enough to be loyal to your own dreams, how could you possibly expect anyone else to be? They subconsciously know not to be on that level because you're not. How could you expect somebody else to be more committed to your own happiness than you are? When have you ever seen that to be true? It can't be true. That's why there's a billion relationship books. That's why there's a billion self-help books. That's why there's all kinds of drugs to make you feel better. Because we expect the impossible. We expect somebody to treat us in a way that we don't treat ourselves. And then we are perplexed when they are the same way towards us that we are to ourselves. Be nice enough to yourself to make that not true anymore. Be nice enough to yourself to acknowledge and set the standard for how others treat you. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We do this on this show live all the time. You know, every single show we've ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Today we're talking about playing hard, being nice, and going home. I covered play hard. I just covered be nice. Let's talk about go home. So after you open your eyes and you play hard and you attack life and you participate in this wonderful game and you reference yourself by being nice, by forgiving yourself, by acknowledging that you are perfectly imperfect, by paying attention to the way that you talk to yourself, the way that you feed yourself, the way you tend to your own well-being, we go home. Now, of course, I'm using this as a metaphor of the course of a day from when you open your eyes till you go to sleep, but this could be also used as a metaphor for your whole life. It could be used as a metaphor for an hour in your day. It could be used as a metaphor for anything, but this three-point process is a process that I live every single day. I'm conscious to live this process because it's easy to fall unconsciously out of this process. Play hard. Be nice. Go home. What does it mean to go home? Does it mean to physically go home? Sure, you could physically go home. But what I actually meant here is that you bring it back inward. I've often mentioned at the end of my day, every single day, I have a funeral for my day. What I've learned about life, folks, is that every single day is unique. Every day is unique. That's why it gets its own newspaper. It gets its own news flashes. It's a day that we will never have back. It's a day we've never seen before and a day we will never have back. Each day is unique. So at the end of my day, at the end of my unique day, I have a funeral for this day. This unique day, I have a funeral, and in that funeral, this funeral happens in my mind. Sometimes it'll be 15 or 20 minutes that I'll process my day. Other times it'll be the 2 seconds from when I sit down to when I lay down in the bed because then I fall asleep. But I always have the funeral for the day. I think about, like any other funeral you've been to, I think about the good of the day, what I learned, what I can enhance. What was special about the day? My favorite part of the day. And then I let the day go. I let it go. Going home to me means after a full day of participating in this game that is life, participating in this game, thinking about business, thinking about purpose, thinking about life, thinking about relationship, thinking about friends, thinking about family, meeting strangers, making friends, talking out there, talking money, talking health, talking whatever it is that you do in the course of your day. You're playing hard. You're out there. Your head's in the game. Your mind is in the zone. You're making the day count. You're keeping the be nice in your mind where you're making sure you're forgiving yourself. You're not beating yourself up for being perfectly imperfect. After all that, you bring it home. You leave it on the field and you bring it home. You bring it back inwards where it's just, it's how the day started with you opening your eyes. It's just you. You bring it home. It's just you. What did you learn today? What did you experience today? What did you like about today? Did you learn something about yourself today? Did you learn something about life today? What did you learn? Who are you today? Did you find that door you wanted to open today? Did you open it? Did you love? Did you share? Did you connect? Did you forgive? Folks, you bring it home. Bring it back to you. Did you take physical care of yourself today? Did you feed yourself good fuel or garbage? You bring it home. You bring it home. Folks, one of the most powerful things you can do in your life is be reflective about your life. Now, I want you to know and notice that I intentionally made go home the last piece and also the shortest piece. Had this been a spiritual book, go home and the inner reflection would have been the greatest part. But this is a reality-based show. And playing hard is the greatest part. Being nice to yourself during the day and focusing on the proper fuel you give your mind, body, and soul during the day. Those and participating and encompassing and supporting the fact that you are playing hard, those are the greatest components of this life. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're already spiritual. You don't have to try to be something you already are. You're having the human experience. Man, you better figure this out. You better get in there and participate and have that human experience. So going home, that's the reflective part. It should be the shortest and smallest part of your day. It is reconnecting with your spiritual truth, reconnecting, taking that spring cleaning of the mind, having that funeral for the day. Reflection is vital. Reflection is vital, but it need not be the greatest part of your day. There are a whole lot of people that have become masters of reflecting, and that master of reflecting has cost them all the participation in their lives. They learn to reflect about life, but not how to live it. They have become masters of the intent, but novice of the action. When I say play hard, be nice, go home, I mean it in that order. Wake up in the morning and get your ass out there. Play hard. Have a plan, map it out, write it down, take action, make sure your actions reflect your goals, make sure your actions are telling the same story your mind is telling. If your mind is saying, I have a dream that I want to be fit for the summer, make sure your actions are telling that same story. If your mind is saying, oh, I love you so much, I appreciate you and cherish you, I love you and want to spend my life with you, make sure your actions are telling that same story. If your mind is telling a dream that you want to live in this great house with this great home and you want the fence and the puppies and the family, and make sure your actions tell the same story. If your mind and your dream are telling you you want this promotion, you want to be more successful, you want to bring in more money, make sure your actions are telling that same story. That is what playing hard is. And you fuel That way, you know, you watch the sports shows, and then they say, hey, you're playing this sport, make sure that you drink so-and-so sports drink, that you fill your body with so-and-so food. These are the foods and the drinks that will energize your body so you can participate competitively. Well, for me, being nice to yourself, forgiving to yourself, acknowledging yourself, accepting yourself, seeing yourself as perfectly imperfect and spectacular, that is the fuel that will ignite that journey, that will participate and help and support the journey of playing hard. And then finally, when you've exhausted yourself playing hard, when you've fueled and provided nutrition for your body, you've nourished yourself by being nice, accepting yourself, no longer poisoning yourself with your words and your judgments about yourself, but instead nourish your dreams and your ability to play hard by being nice to yourself. When you're done with that, you sit back and you reflect. At the end of the day, you take what was good, you let go of what was bad, you know what you learned, you say thank you to another unique day, another unique opportunity to learn. Maybe you kicked today's ass. Maybe today kicked your ass. Either way, even if the day kicked your ass, know that you are so powerful that at the end of the day, it is still you saying goodbye to it. You are a survivor. So going home means say goodbye to the day. Pat yourself on the back. Recognize the truth of your power. Accept yourself. Reflect on your spirituality, your humanity, your love, your commitment. And then go to sleep. And do the same wonderful thing tomorrow. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be the host of this show. Remember, this is your show. This show is heard in over 100 countries. It's incredible, the reach of this show. This has been heard by millions. It's been shared by millions. This is your show. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you so much for all the great feedback. Don't forget to check out our websites, abettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're on Pinterest. We're all over the internet, and we're still growing. Baby, we're just getting started. Go out there and participate. Play hard. Be nice. Go home. I'm Steve Maraboli. I love you all. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.